Thanks a lot. That was amusing. There is a plausible theoretical explanation for this. It's called alcoholic myopia. Alcohol consumption makes drinkers focus on the here and now, the immediate, rather than the long term. This was confirmed in the Scott Sheldon et al. 2016 meta-analyses of experimental studies. And you'll notice I'm citing studies from 2016, 2005. I don't know. We know a little more. The size of the effect... Yeah, only 12% reported drinking within the last 2 hours. But look at drinking prevalence. This was 30-day drinking prevalence. 23% of them even drank in the last 30 days versus the 18-plus population. 57% of that population drank in the last 30 days. At the population level, you're going to see a much bigger effect because you got a heck of a lot of more people. That's a technical term, heck of a lot. Let's talk about that Nelson review that he's already admitted was a crummy paper. By the way, Dr. Nelson has occasionally, but not on this paper, disclosed that he's been paid by law firms representing Anheuser-Busch and SAB Miller. The bigger problem with the paper, besides the lack of disclosure, is that it uses an outdated and discredited systematic review methodology rather than doing a meta-analysis. It simply vote counts. This many studies found this many didn't, so therefore the bulk of the evidence says this, makes the error of treating all the studies the same, regardless of size, and so on. Let's talk about Obama. Was he running for president of Illinois? No. He was running for president of all 50 states, and we used those comparable states as a counterfactual. In terms of the change from paper to electronic reporting, yeah, we've already talked about the sensitive analysis that the group did, but also it was confirmed by a subsequent paper that looked at motor vehicle crashes, found that fatal motor vehicle crashes declined by 26% after the tax increase. Now, Bill just showed you the per gallon rates, but that was more than a doubling of the Illinois tax rates on taxes on alcohol. From our perspective, that was an enormous tax increase, and it raised hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're not just talking about STDs in this literature. We're talking about studies that have found it reduces liver cirrhosis, DTs, male suicide, criminality, hospitalizations, alcohol-related disease mortality across the board, workplace injuries, interpersonal violence, rape, robbery, and severe violence towards children. Why should you be so different and special? The bottom line... It's just not credible that all these effects are simply due to the ecological fallacy. Science is about replication, and we have it here across a variety of states, countries, populations, and outcomes. We can argue the size and precision of the effect, but the overwhelming evidence across 50 years of public health research is that this policy affects how much people buy, how much they drink, and how many alcohol problems they cause. Yes, we could always use more research, but there's so much more research here than there was. I feel so sorry for the people who study the vagina. It's also important to point out that most of these studies are natural experiments or quasi-experimental time series designed with multiple control groups. They're not simply correlational or association studies. So the bottom line, they are politically popular, they're effective in reducing a range of public health problems, including STIs, and they generate money. In Maryland, we're raising $70 million a year that's going for a variety of targeted services. Yes, friends, there's money in this for you.